I'd like you all to turn with me, please, to the Psalm number 71. Psalm number 71. And we will read together from the verse number 17. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also, when I am old and grey-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation, and thy power to every one that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high, who has done great things. O God, who is like unto thee? Thou which hast showed me great and sore troubles, shalt quicken me again, and shalt bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness, and comfort me on every side. And the Lord will bless the reading of his own truth. Now, most of you will be aware, for it was mentioned from the pulpit at an earlier time in this whole event of my illness, that verse 20 was laid upon my heart by the Lord concerning what had taken place. And that verse says, Thou which hast showed me great and sore troubles shalt quicken me again, and shalt bring me up again from the depths of the earth. That verse came to me very clearly, very powerfully, the morning after I had the heart attack, as I was lying in Antrim Hospital. And the Lord showed me that there was still a work for me to do. It's a very relevant passage. In fact, the whole psalm is one of my favourite psalms, and it's a very relevant passage that I've read with you. Verse 17 says, O God, thou hast taught me from my youth. And verse 5, if we went back there, says, Thou art my trust from my youth. And it was as a youth that I was saved, and the Lord has been my trust down through these years, and he has been with me. And therefore, how relevant the passage is, and this particular verse that I have drawn to your attention, verse number 20. Because the Lord, I believe, was showing me that Wednesday morning, that there was yet a work to be done, and that he would restore me to the ministry in his own time. Verse 18, notice what it says. Now also, when I am old and grey-headed, and I just noticed this morning when I was reading this psalm again, or this part of the psalm, that the Hebrew marginal reading is, Now also unto old age and grey hairs. Now, I've got the grey hairs, what's left of my hair. But I was really taken by those words, unto old age and grey hairs. And I felt the Lord was showing me, well, you're going to be around a little while longer. And it was really encouraging just to see the sense of the verse, and that God had spared me, for he did spare me, from something far worse, undoubtedly, and I thank the Lord for that today. But I just draw your attention to these verses to begin with. I felt the time had come when I should stand in the pulpit and say a few words to you, and that for a number of reasons. First of all, because of bringing you up to date with regard to my recovery. Some of you knew that on Monday past I had my first appointment with Dr. Troughton since the surgery in London, and I went along on Monday to see him and received a very good report from him. He was very pleased, if that's the right word, with the recovery that has been made so far, and that was a great encouragement to me. It was also very encouraging when he took me off two tablets and reduced another one, and felt this is making headway all right, and So it was a good visit and a good report from the doctor on Monday. That's one reason I just wanted to say a word to you today to bring you up to date concerning my recovery. Now, it will be gradual with regard to my return to ministering among you. I'm here in the pulpit today saying a word or two to you, and I thank the Lord for the strength to do that. But it will be some time yet before I will be able to preach. I don't know how long it will be, but it will be some time. My plan is a gradual return, so maybe even from next week I will start to make the announcements, do little things, and work my way back in to the ministry here. But it's going to take time, and there has to be a plan concerning that, and we'll tell you more about that perhaps as the weeks go by. But it will be a gradual recovery, a gradual return to the ministry here in this pulpit and among you as my congregation. Another reason I felt I wanted to say a word today is because of the need to thank you as my people, my congregation, for all your love, all your concern, all the support that has been shown over these past few months in so many ways. And I want you to know how much I appreciate that. It has been very touching, as well as very encouraging, to experience the outpouring of the love and the support of the church here in Ballymena. And I appreciate it very much indeed. Encouraging to me, to my wife, and to my family. They have also suffered with me through this, and they have really appreciated all the tokens, all the expressions of concern from the entire congregation. And I mentioned my wife. I want to thank her publicly for all that she has been to me over these past few months. I was speaking to Mr. Wagner a few weeks ago, and I said to him, "John, for the first time in my ministry, I'm under my wife's thumb." He said, "You know, the real situation is you've been under her thumb all your marriage and didn't even know it." But I don't believe that's the truth. But over the past few weeks, or a few months, my wife has been such a support and such a help to me, and has proved herself to be a loyal, faithful wife through all of this illness. And certainly I acknowledge that from the pulpit today. I want also to say these few words today because of the need to acknowledge all the help given by various brethren. The session and committee and the session have been very supportive through all of this and have stood by me, encouraged me, and also the church committee as well have been very, very good in the whole situation. So I want to thank them. I want to thank our brother, Mr. James McAllister, for all that he has done and all that he has undertaken during these weeks. Mr. McAllister, I think we all need to recognize this, is worth his weight in gold. He's a good man, he's a faithful man, and I don't want to embarrass him, but I want to thank him very sincerely from the pulpit today, because he has stepped in, he has taken on the whole workload of visitation, and has been such a help to the whole church. All those who have spoken at Bible classes, the adult Bible classes, the prayer meetings, I want to thank you very much indeed for all of that help. And then, of course, Mr. Curran, who is behind me here in the pulpit, his help, his leadership, all that he has been to the church over these past few months, I want him to know how much that is appreciated. Mr. Curran and I went through the theological hall together, as it was known in those early days, and down through the years we have been very close friends, and I could not think of any better man to come and stand in the gap during this time. And I know that his own workload is very heavy, and he has much to do outside of helping out here, but he very willingly came to stand in the gap and to help out and to preach, as you are aware, frequently during these weeks. And I want to thank him for all of that ministry that he has given. But I stand here today because, above everything else, there is great need to give the Lord all the glory. And in the final part of the psalm, if you just turn back to it, Psalm 71, the last three verses, we read these words, "I will also praise thee with the psaltery," verse 22, "even thy truth, O my God. Unto thee will I sing with the harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul which thou hast redeemed. My tongue also shall talk with thy righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame that seek my hurt." I want to thank the Lord today for all his mercy. As I said earlier, what did take place could have been much worse. And I don't want to draw attention, of course, to me, because there are many men in this congregation, other men who have come through a similar experience, a heart attack, bypass surgery. But it was a real experience. I never have been ill in my life. Always enjoyed great health, great strength. And as you know, I love to go at full steam ahead. And then suddenly, coming and hitting a brick wall. And it hasn't been easy, but the Lord has given the grace that was needed. And to him be all the praise. I was out for my walk yesterday. You might see me walking around the neighborhood now. That would be very something highly unusual. But now it has started, and I have to keep up with that. As I was walking along, I said to myself, the only thing that matters is that the Lord is glorified. That's all that matters. In life, in every circumstance in life, every situation, that Jesus Christ is glorified. And whatever way that may work out, whatever way the Lord may see fit to bring that to pass, even through my illness and now the recovery period, and whatever lies ahead, I know that he will be glorified. And that's my desire and my prayer. And I trust the Lord will bless you all. And thank you for these few minutes. Well, here we are. I haven't changed much, have I? So I better go and sit down. But thank you very much indeed for your attention and for this opportunity just to say a word or two. And I thank Mr. Curran for his willingness to let me come up here today and say a word to you. Thank you.